Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
That was Halal Africa featuring Dogozo Mbambo, and the song Power Belongs to You. The time now, 16 minutes, just after 2, right here on 657 AM Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And yebo, let me see. Yes, we are here. It's October, and October, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And today I have an honor to be talking to a radiologist, talking to Dr. Dimakatso Tebe, who's a radiologist, and she has worked in several hospitals, including tertiary academic hospitals like Steve Biko, Sebokeng Provincial Hospitals. And she's currently a radiologist and partner at Southern Radiologists. And her passion for breast imaging and the observation regarding the presentation of breast cancer among women in South Africa over the years as a radiologist in both public and private sector. This has led her to create this opportunity as a way of raising awareness and encouraging women to come for their annual screening and mammographs. She's on the line with me, Dr. Dimakatso Tebe. Good day to you.
Good day to you too.
How are you today?
I am good and blessed to be here.
You're in the year, which year was it? I think it's 2 years back. I was in hospital, and I was in a ward with women diagnosed with breast cancer. And you're listening to their journeys, listening to their stories. It was really disturbing. Some of them mentioned that if you were diagnosed with breast cancer, you shouldn't stand in front of the stove and cook. They mentioned some of the things they experience every time they try to work hard in their houses. And my heart just went out for them. But I understand that breast cancer can be prevented, right?
I wouldn't really say it can be prevented.
Okay.
Yes.
But
what
how,
I can say is that if it's detected early, the management differs from when it's detected
late. So how is it detected?
Okay. First of all, I will say detection, it has different ways where it can be detected. It can be detected at home, maybe by the patient or one of the family member realizing that something is not right on your breast, where you have symptoms, maybe like ulceration on the skin, where you may find that the skin has become thick and reddish, like, and it becomes adherent on the area where the cancer is. And this is what in medical term we call it periodic orange. And then sometimes you may feel a lump. These are the signs, by the way, that you can feel at or observe at home. Mm. Sometimes you can even have blood coming from the nipple. We call it a bloody nipple discharge. When you squeeze your nipples, you find that blood is coming out. Those are the signs that something is not right. Or you can even be feeling a pain in the area in the breast.
Mm.
So having said that, remember this, I said, these are the things that the signs you can notice at home. It can be then detected by your primary doctor, physician, when you go for consultation. And then on our side, detection, which we want people to have, it's by using a mammogram or an ultrasound.
Right.
So this is when it's early detected, where you just come maybe for your annual screening.
Mm.
And then when you come, we do a mammogram, which we look at the, it's almost like x-ray of the breast.
Mm.
And then we realize that there are some things there that are not right.
Okay.
So by then, that is a better time to detect it. When you don't feel any pain, no lump.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was going to come to the pain part. Is there pain that one would be feeling? So if you're feeling the lump, there shouldn't be pain. Then it's still early when you detect it and there's no pain.
The early, it's when you don't feel any or see any signs that I have mentioned.
Oh, okay.
Where you just come without knowing. Where we call it screening. We just do annual screening for the breast cancer. That is where, what we call screening. So there are two ways. We call it screen or diagnostic. Because I think this needs to be understood, because you find that when you come voluntarily to a center like ours and say, I've come here for a screening mammogram, you didn't see any signs on your breast. You're just like, everything is going well. You don't feel any pain, no lump, all those things I've mentioned. That's when we say you have come for your screening. And some medical aids, they allow you to have a yearly screening. And then the unfortunate part is that, you know, with the rules and regulations, most medical aids, they follow what the guidelines from the World Health Organization, and even us in our country, we adhere to those rules. So we say mammogram screening starts after the age of 40. For that, there are reasons. It's not that the rules were just made. There are reasons why we say that. It's because under the age of 40, you find that the breast composition is still mainly breast tissue that is still dominant. So when we do mammogram, detection of the breast cancer in it as a part of screening may not be as sensitive as you are above 40.
All right.
So those are the, yes. So then I mentioned the screening part. And then I said, then the diagnostic. Diagnostic is when you feel the lump, whether it's painful or a lump, you should get worried. You need to be checked what that lump is.
All right.
So if you feel a lump or pain or those other signs I've mentioned, then you go to a doctor, to a radiology or in the hospital. Then we say you have come for diagnostic mammogram.
Now, what about pimples? I've heard of people saying they just have pimples that erupted on their nipples. Should they be concerned?
Or yes, they... I say anything that you see that in your breast, the sooner you go for consultation, it's better. Because you do not know what that is. I have had stories where someone will tell you that I have been seeing a nipple or a pimple coming out, and they start to apply all these remedies. You don't know what is happening inside. And the unfortunate part is, if it's a cancer, it's not just waiting. It's going and spreading around the body. So whatever sign you feel or anything, pimple or, it's better to go and seek consultation and get seen by the doctor, because without that, you won't know. And having said all that, not all the lumps in the breast are cancerous.
Okay.
But you cannot know because you didn't have the mammogram or checked by the doctor whether it's just a benign thing or a cancer.
Okay.
Because sometimes the other lumps you may feel, because this should not scare people that I'm feeling a lump or I'm dying with cancer. Some of the lumps, especially in the young women, you may find that it's what we call a simple benign growth in there, and it's called a fibroadenoma. It's not a cancer.
Okay.
But without the doctor checking and the mammograms being there, you will not know what kind of a lump is. And sometimes you may find that you are feeling a lump only to find that it's what we call a cyst. And all these things can be seen and be proved by a mammogram that, okay, this is just a cyst. If it's growing, it's causing pressure around, and then you may feel pain. But without a mammogram, you won't know what is the cause of your lump or the pain in the breast.
Now, Dr. Atebe, please take us through the process of a mammogram. Many women seem to be afraid of the screening. And and just to also let us know, how can women also prepare themselves for a mammogram?
Okay. Yeah, a mammogram is usually what it's an X-ray of the breast. It's just like that. We come and then under the radiographer will put you in the mammogram machine and take several pictures on each of your breast. And then after that, we, the radiologists, we analyze those images And then through the analysis we make, we can then be able to clear you that there are no signs of a cancer in your breast or there is something. Mm. So I know there are so many myths around a mammogram. Some women will tell you that they are afraid of going for a mammogram because someone said, if you're going for a mammogram, it's something like your breasts are put on the door of the fridge and closed. That's what they say. Although I must say, sometimes it can be uncomfortable.
Mm.
Yes, but it also depends on also your breast size.
Okay.
Because sometimes it may be uncomfortable when the radiographer is trying to position your breast on the mammogram machine, and then you may feel that pain. But it's not like it's a pain that you will go home feeling the pain. Immediately after the procedure, you won't even feel anything.
You won't anymore. Remember.
Yeah, technology has improved, by the way, because, I mean, in the olden days, it was not like it is now.
Mm.
I mean, it doesn't even take a long time.
Mm.
After that, then, with most people, including myself, and then what we do after the mammogram, then we follow that with an ultrasound of the breast.
Okay.
So just like when we do a scan of the breast, of the abdomen, like when we do an ultrasound anywhere in the body, we just do that. And then with that, it helps us to also clarify whatever we may have found or picked on the mammogram, and then the ultrasound supplement those findings. And then I will go back to the mammogram and at least explain something. Mm. I mentioned that women under the age of 40, we don't usually encourage them to have a yearly mammogram.
Mm.
However, what we do for women, especially under the age of 35, you can come for an ultrasound of the breast. So with an ultrasound of the breast, we are able also to detect if there is any lump or anything missing. Sometimes you may find that you come for an ultrasound and immediately after that we pick something, then we may even add to that and do a mammogram on your breast.
Okay. Now, what is the best time to do a mammogram? Should it be after ovulation, not during ovulation? Because I understand that during ovulations, one might have some lymph nodes or whatever. So what's the best time?
Usually for the mammogram, you don't really have to
wait.
Come at a certain time of the month. You can come up any time. It doesn't really affect much.
Okay.
The only thing that you may have heard about the breast composition affecting, it's when we encourage women to do your first breast examination at home. Encourage that at least every month, try to put your fingers around your breast and feel for any lump and all that. So that examination, we encourage that you do it at least 10 days maybe after your menses, because few days before your ovulation,
you will feel some lumps.
You'll feel the breasts are lumpy. Sometimes they are tender. You may come jumping and say, hey, I have a tender lump here. Mm. And then look and then find that, no, it was just because of the hormonal changes during the cycle.
Yeah, but now what about the women who are perimenopausal? Because I've heard many of the women who are perimenopausal having some painful breasts throughout for months and months on with the hormonal changes.
Yeah, remember that, I mean, our bodies are not the same. I mean, even if you ask women who are perimenopausal, you may find that someone is observing certain changes.
Mm.
The other one comes and say, I'm having hot flashes. The other one may even just say, I haven't felt anything.
Mm.
So the same applies to the breast, that you, depending on your hormonal changes, you may feel the pain sometimes on the breast, but without checking with your doctor, you may not know what it is.
Mm.
The best thing is to go for a checkup. And however, another important thing, especially when women approach the menopause, the perimenopausal, stage also. The breast tissue also undergoes some changes. We call it like involution, where the breast tissue that you had in your 30s start to decrease. It's no longer in the amount as it was in your, when you were younger, in your 30s. The age, or the more you grow, approach menopause and all that, then the breast tissue also, because now you're no longer going to produce babies, and your the tissues are no longer preparing for producing milk. So with that decline also, some breasts become, they undergo some changes. And with these changes, it makes even the mammogram detection clearer than when you're in your 30s, in the reproductive ages. Yes, that's the advantage of it, that your breast tissue become, you get less breast tissue than when you were young. And with mammogram, it's easier to detect if there are lumps there or anything.
All right, let's take a break and then come back to talk to you some more, Dr. Tebe and family. The lines are opened on 012-334-1322. You can ask. We are raising awareness on breast cancer. It is October. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So let's take the sounds of Lynette Jonathan, and the song is Thank You. We're coming back with Dr. Dimakatso Tebe.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Come and ask your questions. Share your concerns. Experiencing life on 657 AM.
23 minutes just before 3 on Radio Pulpit. Germany, Johan Els is just around the corner with something else, and he will be joining us at 3 o'clock of 3 ear, and he will also be with you at 4 o'clock of 4 ear, tot 6 ear on Spectrum. Give you the sounds of Lynette Jonathan, and the song, or the title, is Thank You. You are on Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng. Up until then, when I say goodbye to you, and after Germany, Johan Els, Opsis Ear, you are with Pastor Ray Lekhori on Tuesday Live. And my family, Agus Nia Lien, Marakes Met Radiologist, and Dr. Dimakatso Tebe on Sprout Uer Breast Cancer. And yeah, she's been answering some of the questions, but the lines are open for you, my family. You can ask your questions on 012-334-1322. It's 012-334-1322. And you can also send us a WhatsApp on 082-657-2729. It's 082-657-2729. You can also send us an SMS, which will cost you just 150, on 37871. 37871. We are also streaming live on Facebook. You got questions, you can just drop your questions right there. We'll make sure that our doctor receives and she's able to respond to you. Now, Dr. Tebe, you mentioned that with younger women, less like under the age of 35, you encourage them to come for an ultrasound. How often should they do this? And for the older generation above the age of 40, how often should they come for a mammograph?
Okay. Yes, Bongile. For the younger women, we also say if they come and have an ultrasound, if they are coming from families where we say those are the families with risk factors based on their genes. They are family. There are families who have risk factors for breast cancer. So those are the families where you, we can even say you can have maybe every year have your mammogram, irrespective of your age. And then if you just feeling a lump or you want to have a simple checkup of your breast, then and you're under the age of 35, we can just give you an ultrasound.
How often?
you can even have it maybe every year, but also I'm not encouraging that every woman can, under the age of 35, must just come and say, I'm feeling, I must have a yearly ultrasound. Goes with, if you feel, if you have some challenges or lumps, you feel there.
Okay.
And this does not mean breast cancer doesn't affect the young people. We just follow the rules and the regulations that we are given, the guidelines by the World Health, that for screening of the breast cancer, it's mainly reserved for women above the age of 40. And then above 40 for mammogram, then you can come every year, once a year, not every 6 months, only once a year. Then you can have your yearly mammogram. Then you check, and then if there is something that maybe is suspicious, then it doesn't immediately mean we say it's a breast cancer. We have to do what we call tissue sampling, where we'll take a piece there on the lump. Remember, this will not be done if you're feeling pain.
Mm.
We will do, we'll try to localize, or in an easy term, numb the area so that you don't feel the pain. And then we put the needle and then sample and send to laboratory. The laboratory then will confirm if it's a breast cancer. And if it's a breast cancer, it will even go further and tell the type of breast cancer it is, because all this information is needed before the treatment of a cancer is started. Then the doctor who are going to treat will want to have all this information on the type of cancer that is there, because they behave differently. It's another thing.
All right. So it means that if cancer, if the radiologist finds something there, and then the sample is taken, and then if cancer is found, now it's another journey. It's a new journey with doctors now to treat that cancer.
Yes, it's a new journey, and that journey also include further investigations on the body.
Okay.
It's confirmed, and then now the doctor who are going to treat, they will want to know the size of this tumor, where in the breast it is, how far has it spread in the body.
Mm.
And another thing that I think some of the women will may be surprised when they come for a breast mammogram and ultrasound. We usually do an ultrasound and put and check in your armpits, the axilla.
Yes.
Because the first area from the breast that will be affected, the glands in the axilla will be involved. So before they treat, all these things are done by us, the radiologists, to check the location of this cancer and clarify to the treating doctor if it has spread or it's just confined there. The glands in the armpits, are they involved? And then they will also want to know that, how has it spread to other organs in the body? Because I'm sure you have heard, they say that person had breast cancer, it has spread into the lungs, it may spread in the
into liver, other organs,
yes, in the bones. So all that is done by us radiologists, where we can do a whole body scan, we call it staging, and then we check in different areas of your body. And then sometimes we even add what we call the MRI, where we even check, especially the chest wall, if it has spread into the under muscles that are over there, and then even the inside the chest, if it has gone in. Some of these cancers, they go even as far, spread in through, and then you can find that it goes as far as the brain.
Hmm.
You find that someone suddenly start behaving somehow, only to find that this person has a cancer of the breast that has spread into the brain. And you know, in our society, we don't know much about this thing.
Sure.
You find that someone is delusional and starting to behave somehow. Then they say, oh, that person is bewitched or something. Or, you know, we need to have an awareness on all these things. That
all right.
Sometimes these are the things that can be starting as, from something as a small as a breast cancer.
Now, How is self-examination? I don't think, Dr. Tebe, that we are going to finish today. But we still have other days in the month that we can still continue and raise awareness. But now, how should a woman do self-examination? I wonder how many of us know how to do it the right way.
Yeah, because usually, ideally, when you do it, it should be in an area where you're comfortable. You can't do it in the car driving and say, let me quickly do that. You have to lie on the bed and use your right hand to check the left breast.
Okay.
And use the left hand to check the right breast. Mm-hmm. Lying flat, and then without any disturbance, you try to feel each and every area of your breast.
Okay.
And then sometimes even after that, you can stand in front of a mirror and see if the breasts are still the same. And then you find that one, the skin has changed on all that. So those are the positions you can do. And however, remember, this mainly of the breast self-examination is for you to get to know your breasts. So that the moment something strange you feel, then you say, there wasn't this lump there. It's new. Then you go and consult.
All right.
And with any detection, the aim is to detect, remember, before you feel this sign. So early detection is through screening, which you can do every year. Because some of these cancers, they don't present with a lump. They may not present with skin discoloration. They may just present with something. When we look at your mammogram, we see these abnormal areas of calcifications, and then we know that this is something suspicious. Let's check with the laboratory what it is.
Okay. Anonymous would like to ask, and they say, thank you so much for the topic. They are experiencing itchy breast, and they are above 45. Should they be worried about this, Dr. Tebe?
Are the breasts itchy? If the breasts are itchy, sometimes you find that it's maybe some reaction to some of the things we apply on the skin. It can give you itchiness. But if the itchiness, you feel it deep inside the breast, I will say it's better to go and consult. And sometimes you may find that it's two breasts at the same time where you're feeling this itchiness.
Mm.
Then with that, it can even be some just inflammation going on, but you will not know what it is. Remember,
until you go to a doctor.
Yes, it's just like when you're coughing, you won't know if it's what until you go to the doctor.
Now, how different is the female breast cancer from the male one? Because even men do get breast cancer.
Yes, of course. Men, they also can get breast cancer, but it is very rare. It's not as common as the cancer we find, the breast cancer, as in women. The reason being that, remember, the breast tissue in men, it's not as much as we have. Men have fewer breast tissue, which is around the nipple, so they have fewer components of the breast. So with that, they don't get, commonly they don't get breast cancer. There are, however, other cancers that men get, like prostate, lung, colon, and even testicular cancer.
Mm.
And for, the other thing that also men needs to look into, you may find that a man comes presenting with some pain on the breast and all that. I have seen a lot of men who come presenting with a lump or some discomfort on the breast, you find that it's a breast tissue that is increasing. And when you check further, you may find that he's on certain medication, and those medication, they can also cause you to have a symptom like that. But without consulting with a doctor, you may not know what is happening.
All right. Okay, another family member says, I would like to also remain anonymous. One of our relatives died going to and from the hospital, but given a paracetamol. And then later, it was detected that she was on stage 4 cancer, but yet she kept on going to the doctor. Then how can we tell that it's cancer when medicals can't even tell?
You know, it's one of those incidences where we don't know what this person was presenting with when she gets to the hospital.
Yeah.
She's not here. It's a sad thing that someone has died without being detected, because the presentation, if let's say it was stage 4, maybe by then it was advanced. When she goes, you find that you go to these local clinics. Remember that cancer can spread to the bones all over your body. Then when you get there, you say, I have backache. And then especially in the primary health care center, they may just say, let's give some pain relief things for the backache regarding the age. Oh, by the way, the other thing that is we need to look into as in our communities, the elderly people, the cancer of the breast, the more age gets advanced, it also the increase, the rate of the breast cancer amongst the elderly is more than in the younger people. And these are the very same people who will present late because they are afraid of going to consult. Some, you know, there are so many cultural barriers that prevent people from consulting early, because they may, and some of the things I must say on the side of us health workers, you find that you go to a clinic and present, and the sisters or whoever you get to first encounter there, you don't get the good treatment, and then you shy away from going again, you stay with this. And these are the things we need to address in our community. We need to try to fight them, that we don't find people shying away from health centers because they got bad treatment.
Okay. The family member just clarified that her family, her sister, kept on mentioning that she has a hurting breast and she was above 40, but she never got the right treatment. It was it hurt.
Oh, the breast was hurting.
Yeah, so it was painful.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so she did mention it to professionals, but she never got the treatment. And she kept on going there and getting paracetamol. Sure.
Definitely sure this could have been in one of those local, in the clinics. Unfortunately, the geographic distribution in our country, if I may put it, as I mentioned, that there are barriers that prevent people from getting attention or proper treatment that they need early. You may find that someone is sitting far away from where there are resources. Like I have worked in the public hospital. Most of the people, the journey to get a mammogram, it gets long. You find that the cancer was, the patient present with a pain or a lump in the breast in the clinic, let's say Lodium Clinic. And then from there, the sister has to book you to the nearby hospital. The nearby hospital may be Galafo. To get there, you have to go and see the surgeon. From the surgeon, you have to be referred to mammogram. You see all that gene. It won't be like you'll be quickly diagnosed, unlike someone who has resources who can access the private facilities. That is another part where we come into. So those are the things that people get delayed in. And the reason is not like, remember in these facilities, I worked in the government. They are exhausted. There are few healthcare workers. And then we receive patients coming from different, like I may give example, Mpumalanga people, they come as far as here to get consultation or mammograms.
All righty then. Yo, Dr. Tebe, we have run out of time. Malcolm Fritz says, afternoon blessings, love this topic. Lord, give us wisdom. Amen to that. May God give us wisdom in everything that we are talking about and all that his people are going through and how they can get help. Your closing statements, Dr. Tebe, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Yes, Subongile. What I can tell is that having worked in the private, in the government sector and now in the private, because we have realized that there is a need for people to access services like mammogram, radiology, where you can get a mammogram examination. During this month of October, as we try to raise awareness to the communities, especially those who cannot afford, in our center in Southern Radiology, when someone who has a medical aid or afford, who comes to do a mammogram, we give them a voucher to go and give it to their loved ones who cannot afford the services like this. So this promotion will be running for the month of October to reach out for those who cannot afford.
So where do we go to our normal clinics, and that's where we can get the vouchers from?
No, this one, I'm working in a private hospital.
Oh, okay.
So in our practice, mm-hmm. if you come, those who have medical aid or who can afford the cash to come for a mammogram, when okay. you come during this month of October, we give you a voucher free right. that you can give someone, your loved one, to come for a free mammogram.
So which numbers can we call, or which center are we looking at?
The Southern Radiology, it's in Louis Pasteur Medical Suites, not in the medical, in Louis Pasteur Hospital. It's outside. So our number is +27 100 405 080.
All righty then. Doctor, thank you so much for talking to us. A beautiful, beautiful day further to you.
Thank you very much, Bongile.
Bye-bye.
And also to your listeners, may God bless you.
Bye.
Bye, thank you.
And that was Dr. Dimakatso Thebe, and she is, of course, a radiologist at the Southern Radiologists. Yeah, Southern Radiologists outside the one of the hospitals here in Pretoria. The numbers +27 100 40 50 80. I'm signing out, and we say hello to Germany. Johan Alts, leaving you with the sounds of Donnie McLeckern, All I Ever Wanted.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs, or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.